As winter hits the Northeast, skiers flock to the slopes, assuming that there's enough snow to make the trip worthwhile. As last year's dismal lack of powder demonstrates, ample artificial snow doesn't have the same draw. While climate scientists predict warming trends to continue, mountainside resorts in New England are searching for new attractions to pump up vulnerable economies. Reporter David Brooks wrote about the topic in the Nashua Telegraph. David, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thanks for having me.
Just how badly were ski areas affected by last year's mild winter?
Well, everything is self-reported, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. But they said throughout New England that paid visits were down about 20% for the year before. And the previous winter was pretty good, so 20% down isn't horrendous, but it probably removed all the profit margin from them. So it was not something they want to repeat ever again if they can. So.
You do cite some studies out of the University of Ottawa calculating how climate change could continue to affect ski areas. Can you give us some top-line predictions?
Sure. And this is a subject I've written about for a long time, as of lots of people. I mean, every year we like to write a, you know, the ski season is starting again story, and I write lots of climate change stories, and so I'd always combine them. But there really hadn't been a whole lot of data. And a couple of guys, in particular a man named Daniel Scott, who's at the University of Waterloo over in Ontario, and his specialty is actually looking at how climate change is going to affect tourism industries. And he looked at ski areas in the Northeast. He's also done this for out west. And basically he made climate models. He made a computer version of an ideal ski resort and placed it where all the ski areas are in the Northeast, and then ran climate models. And his the models indicated that even with the best possible snowmaking, and he said that the ski areas could make all the snowmaking they needed for 100% in 3 days from bare ground, which is really not realistic, but he assumed they could do that. Even with that, he assumed it found that about more than half of New Hampshire's resorts would not be financially viable in 30 years. Financially viable meaning there's a 75% chance they're open by Christmas, and the Christmas season usually is about half of the income for a ski area, and that they would be able to be open for 100 days over the course of the winter. So let's see, if you assume that the temperature goes up by 2.5 to 4 degrees, which the latest results from all the global sources say, that's, we're not going to avoid that. That is going to happen, unfortunately. He thought that 7 of 18 New Hampshire resorts would be viable in 30 years.
So you mentioned that the artificial snow is not sort of covering up the gap. It doesn't solve the problem for vulnerable ski areas?
Well, in a way it does. I mean, to a certain extent it does. I mean, if there wasn't artificial snow, most of them would be closed right now. As anybody who's been around for a long time remembers, that 30 years ago there was, I don't know, 50 ski areas in New Hampshire, a lot of little tiny ones. And most of those closed when artificial snowmaking came along, and it raised all our expectations that we assume that when we go to a ski area, there's going to be all the runs are going to be open, which was not at all the case before artificial snow came along. So most of the small ones went out of business 20 years ago. And now everybody has almost complete snowmaking, even little ones like Pat's Peak and Crotchet Mountain, which are my two local mountains. I went to Pat's Peak on Sunday, by the way, and it was not the world's greatest conditions, but it was skiing, and a bad day skiing is better than a good day doing almost anything else. So they could. That's what's keeping them open right now. If there wasn't artificial skiing, there would be nothing short of the whites. But the trouble with artificial snow is that you need to have the right weather to make it. Temperature has to be slightly below freezing, and the humidity has to be high enough. So if you've got days of 35 degrees, it doesn't matter how much snowmaking equipment you've got. You can't make snow, so it's not going to save you.
We're talking about climate change and its debilitating effect on the ski industry. David Brooks is with us, a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph, who wrote about it, an article called Climate Change Could Doom Local Ski Areas. But those have survived. Those areas that have survived are trying to innovate, trying to add more all year round seasonal kind of activities. What are they doing? How are they responding?
Well, the closest one to where I am is Mount Sunapee, which is sort of a small mid-sized area. And they've added a big zip line, which many places up in the Whites have already done. And that's a classic case that the skiers are doing exactly that. Try to have an outdoor area that you can use. They have like mountain bike races up and down the ski areas in the summertime. Jay Peak, which is a monstrous site over in Vermont, has added an indoor water park of all things. They just opened that last year. And basically, the idea is 30 years from now, your income from in the wintertime is going to be way down, so you better have something else, or else you're going to be closed. And then that actually is one of the things that Daniel Scott, the professor I talked about, that's one of the things he does, is he advises areas on how to prepare for what's going to happen, even if you don't like to think about it.
Do we know much about consumer behavior in making this kind of transition from a ski industry to a destination as, you know, zip line, airbags for ski jumpers, high-speed chairlifts? Does that make any difference?
There's not enough information out in the Northeast about it yet, because it hasn't happened long enough. It's been going on a little bit longer out west, just because the where the populations are. But I don't think anybody could say right now that you could turn the North Country into an adventure destination in the summer that would equal the income of the adventure destination in the winter. Because, you know, after all, we've been building up the ski business for half a century. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any ski business at all after World War II, and it took a long time to convince people to get on the train or to take their car and come up here. And there's a couple of generations of Bostonians have been taught to do that.
Well, David, terrific to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
David Brooks is a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph and author of the article Climate Change Could Doom Local Ski Areas. There's a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.